KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 10 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A man from Malvern was taken into custody early this morning after being taken down by the Fremont County K-9 unit. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Acerup reports that at around 3:16 a.m., the K-9 unit was called to assist Mills County deputies in the vicinity of 55489 295th Street or by Silver City. Authorities were searching for a suspect who had fled from a burglary scene. After a perimeter was established by Mills County deputies, the Fremont County K-9 tracked the suspect through about 1.25 miles of timber, fields, and creek beds. When the K-9 unit located the suspect, 37-year-old Jeremy Erickson of Malvern, he was given commands to surrender but instead turned to flee. Fremont County K-9 judge tackled Erickson, allowing him to be taken into custody without further incident. Erickson was checked by medical staff on the scene before transported to the Mills County Jail, where he was being held on several charges. The incident remains under investigation by Mills County authorities. The Ottoman Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special session this evening in their boardroom at the high school. The meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. and the only action item on their agenda is approval of a sanitary sewer right-of-way easement. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday night approved a request from Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein to have no classes held next Wednesday, February 15th. And that's so that students, parents, and district patrons can attend the state dual team wrestling tournament in Des Moines. Amstein congratulated Athletic Director Matt Alexander for pulling off a very special night on Tuesday with two varsity basketball games and hosting a regional wrestling duel that involved the use of a spotlight on local wrestlers.
Congratulate Coach Duff on putting together a great season and moving on to the state wrestling tournament on the team side. And then our basketball teams continue to progress.
Amstein also congratulated Technology Director Roger Warren for renegotiating a contract with the ICN to increase the amount of internet bandwidth within the district from 450 megabytes to 1 gig or 1,000 megabytes, effective July the 1st at an additional cost of just $200. The change, he said, will greatly improve the district's technological efficiency. Amstein said when he first became superintendent in 2010, the district's facilities were previously scraping by with a mere 25 megabytes of bandwidth. In other business, the Atlantic School Board discussed an amended school board policy pertaining to student conduct with regard to what is a dangerous object. Superintendent Amstein said the discussion with the district's board attorney followed an incident at one of the district's facilities. The board also discussed a negative balance policy with regard to the district school lunch program. The policy addresses lunch accounts when a student owes $10 or more.
We've been very fortunate in our district. I think either last year or the year before last, the Des Moines Register ran a story about school districts and the amount of negative student lunch accounts that they basically had, and what school districts were doing were they were using their general fund to pay for those negative accounts. And in some school districts, you had lunch accounts in arrear of $200,000, $300,000, $400,000.
Donations have helped to cut the cost and cover students who are behind in their payments and are only used when all other attempts to collect what's owed has failed. The district doesn't want any child to go without lunch because of the inability to pay, and the policy simply ensures the district meets federal and state mandates. Both times the board waived the second reading of those policies I mentioned and approved the changes. Also, the board tabled action on approving the purchase of a 2017 Chevy Suburban from Carl Chevrolet in Ankeny for $31,938. Transportation Director Dave Eccles said he went out for a quote through a state bid contract. Eccles said even though the vehicle would be purchased through another dealership other than Detter Motor Company here in Atlantic, he said debtors could have their nameplate affixed to the vehicle. The school board, though, was strongly in favor of giving the local dealership a chance to try and match the bid price. Board Member Christy Pellett.
For our local vendors, all they want is an opportunity to be considered, and I think that's important.
The district's 2005 Suburban was totaled during an accident in Dubuque on January 10th. The 2005 vehicle will be repurchased for the district for the salvage value of $1,050 and repaired. Eccles says he thinks it can be made roadworthy again, just needs alignment apparently and some dings knocked out of it. The old Suburban would be used as a staff vehicle and not to transport students. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special closed session Monday afternoon with regard to the superintendent interview and candidate selection process. The board will meet with representatives from Ray & Associates, the firm selected to conduct an online survey back in October. 483 firms, or rather forms, that is, of the survey were filled out and submitted. The submissions came from a wide cross-section of the community and school district and revealed that there are 33 qualities the respondents sought in a new superintendent. The deadline for application materials to be submitted by prospective candidates was January 30th. School Board President Allie Bruckner said there were 43 completed applications for the superintendent's job.
They're going to bring us 15 total to start our search looking at on Monday night. They will be meeting with all of the community groups, teacher groups, student groups to formulate their interview questions that night also.
The firm will also explain what the interview process will consist of and the procedures for that that are involved. The board hopes to interview the top candidates during the week of February 20th. The person who is ultimately selected for the position will succeed Dr. Michael Amstein, who is retiring at the end of the current school year. Governor Terry Branstad has signed into law a K-12 education funding bill that school officials argue is inadequate. Branstad signed the legislation Wednesday. It would add about $40 million to Iowa's roughly $3 billion K-12 education budget for the spending year that goes into effect in July. The Republican-controlled House and Senate voted along party lines to approve the bill. GOP lawmakers supported the bill after hours of debate in which Democrats argued the small increase would lead to bigger classroom sizes, delayed curriculum offerings, and teacher layoffs. Republicans say the amount is responsible spending as the state faces budget constraints. Branstad recommended about $78 million more for K-12 education last month, although he didn't reference that fact in a press release announcing his decision yesterday. The Des Moines School Board has decided that the district will act as a sanctuary for students who enter the country without legal permission and will require that immigration inquiries about them will go through the superintendent's office and the district's attorneys. The board voted Tuesday night for a resolution that says the Des Moines School Board will do everything it can to afford equal protection to all members of our community from attempts to criminalize or target them based on race, ethnicity, citizenship, immigration status, or national origin. Officials estimate that about 4,000 Des Moines students were born outside the U.S. Many have refugee or legal immigration status, while others entered the country illegally. District spokesman Phil Roeder said he doesn't think the district has ever been contacted by immigration officials. Officials of the city of Harlan report a snow emergency has been declared for today, and that means no parking on the city's north and south streets from now until noon today. There will also be no parking on the east and west streets in Harlan from 1 until 5 p.m. this afternoon. Violators of the ordinance will receive a $25 ticket, and they risk having their vehicle towed at owner's expense. The Creston Police Department said yesterday three people had been arrested Tuesday on separate charges and one person was arrested Wednesday morning. 39-year-old Michael Johns of Creston was arrested just after 6 a.m. Wednesday on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. Johns was being held without bond in the jail. Tuesday night, 57-year-old Michael Fry of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to serve his sentence on an original charge of driving while barred. Fry was being held in the Union County Jail until his sentence was served. Tuesday morning, 37-year-old Dustin Kilgore and 39-year-old John Burgoyne, both of Creston, were arrested. Kilgore was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree, and he was later released on a promise to appear in court. Burgoyne was arrested at the Union County Jail for a warrant for violation for no contact of a protective order. Burgoyne was also later released on a promise to appear in court. And a Greenfield woman reported to Creston Police Tuesday morning that sometime around 11:30 p.m. Monday, her 1993 Cadillac DeVille was taken from the 400 block of New York Avenue in Creston. The car was recovered about 9 hours later at the 800 block of West Adams Street. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.